Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
We want to thank the Berkovitz family for sponsoring this week's shiur in memory of Ephraim ben Nissen Yaakov. The neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you for all the wonderful sponsorships.
We are in the sixth installment, the sixth shiur here of volume 20 of Tzorba Mirabanan. Again, the Lax family edition, the volumes. This volume is the Niyazov family volume, talking about personal care on Shabbos, animals on Shabbos, and the start of Muksa. So we started to discuss animals last week. In the last year, we spoke about Machamer and Shvisas Behemto. We spoke about various types of usages of animals on Shabbos, and we started to discuss the issues of Tzeda, the malacha of trapping. We spoke about the malacha daraisa of trapping, where I want the animal, and it's an animal that's normally trapped. But we said there are many animals that are not normally trapped. That's called ein bemino nitzod, and that at most would be an issa drabanan. So that's one issue to focus on, the type of animal. And number two, how trapped is it? If I trap a deer into a large corral and I still can't get near the deer, that might not be trapped at all. But there are different levels. There's going from totally free to semi-trapped, semi-trapped to fully trapped. So all of those might be at least an Isser Durabanan. So that was some of the background that we discussed last week. So now we get into Heterim, really. So the given is you're not allowed to trap an animal. But there are going to be six possible allowances. That's what we're going to talk about in today's shiur. Six possible allowances in the Malacha of trapping. And then we'll talk about what about trapping people. Is there an issur of trapping a person? Let's say two kids, one wants to lock the other one in the room. So that's not a good idea. But another machavero. But what about another mamakum? Is that also an issue on Shabbos? So we will see a little bit later. So we'll start on page 136. 136, allowances for trapping. You see there six possibilities of who could be trapped. So number one, we have domesticated animals. Domesticated animals, meaning animals that are used to be trapped, so to speak, used to be within a home. As we'll see, in the case of animals that generally don't run away from people, but rather they run to people and they come back every day. Even if they go out during the day, they always come back. Then enclosing them in a space cannot be really considered an act of trapping in the true sense on a Torah level. And there are different categories that you might talk about. There are what we call chayos and what we call behemos, right? There are chayos or birds that have been trained and domesticated, live in a cage, and since they come back every night, then there's not going to be a tzeda daraisa by them, because they're considered semi-trapped already. And number two, what about pets or domesticated animals which never run away from people? So all of these, at most, is going to be in Isser Durabana. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos, in the beginning of the 14th Perek, you have it there in source number 27. That's what we're starting with in this year. 27. Chaya v'ov shebershuso. If you have a non-domesticated animal, a wild animal, a chaya, and an oaf or a bird, sheb birshuso, in your house, hatsadan putter. If you trap them, putter. Well, because they're already trapped. It's not going to be asud araisa. Putter usually means asud rabanan. If you trap an animal in your house, it's going to be asud rabanan. So that is unclear. The Gemara says, in Shabbos daf kuvzai, and also in Shabbos daf gimel, you have it there at source 28, Amar Shmuel, call Paturi de Shabbos. Generally, we know the rule. Whenever it says Chayiv in Hilcha Shabbos, that means it is a Daraisa. Whenever it says Pater, that means Pater mi Daraisa aval Aser Durabanan. So that's what it usually means, except for three times. Three times it uses the word Pater, and it really means Mutter. And this is one of them, trapping animals that are already trapped. But which cases of trapping are included in this? So everybody would agree, as we'll see, animals that don't really move. But what about animals that do move, that are semi-trapped, like the case of Chayev Of Shebershuso? So machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. And we'll see this turns into a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Says the Beis Yosef, the Gemara is referring to any case of trapping which the animal is already in one's possession. Any case, even though the Mishnah says, Pater really means Mutter. Says the Beis Yosef at 29, Tanan, Chaya O'ov Sheber Shuso, Hatzadon Potter, V'chol Paturei the Shabbos, Potter Avalasar, Bar Mianach Tlas, says, this is it. This is a case of Mutter, one of the three cases that Potter means Mutter. But the Darkei Moshe, the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe says that the Shulta Giborim rules that it is not allowed to seize Oaf or wild animals that are already in a person's possession, at least midrabanan. At least midrabanan. That is not what mutter, what Shmuel was meant. Mutter meant entirely domesticated animals like a cow. Like a cow doesn't move. So that's where putter means mutter. But other types of animals, like chickens, that move around, that are in your reshus, but they're not fully trapped, you might have to move a little bit to catch them. So then that's still Aser Durabanan, says the Darkei Moshe, quoting the Shulta Giborim. Aser Likach, Avazim, V'Tarnagolim, V'Chayos. Says Aser to take chickens and geese, Sheish L'Adam, Dochbeso, they have in your house, could go, and Svayim, Shemegalim, Bebeso. Right, certain types of animals, gazelles that you raise in your house, Avol Behemos, Motek, you go, and Paros, V'Rachelim, V'Shar Behemos. And just like this is a machlokas based Yosef and the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour, this turns into a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says in Source 31, Simen Shin Tez Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, Chayev Ov Sheber Shuso, Mutu Letzodan, V'hu Shalo Yimrodu. As long as an animal is not fighting back, is not trying to resist the trapping, it's mutter. Any animal is basically in your house, it's mutter, there's no problems at the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says, not so fast. Even if it's Bershuscha, it's still going to be Asur Durabanan. V'imtsadan Pater. Aval, but the Ramah adds, any animal, even a par and a sus that tried to get away, that tried to resist, that's going to be Asur Durabanan too. Maybe gets even to the world of Daraisa. So we have to analyze the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah has a number of important points on this Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to argue about trapping an animal. Birshuscha. We'll get to dogs. We'll get to cats. Says the Mishnah Berurah there in Shinta Zion. Mutter, what's the case of mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch? Afilu bachutz, v'atam, kivan shein b'nei tarbus, since they are domesticated, v'hergalu bebayis, and they are used to being in a home, umemela yachsu lebeis ha'berav, and they're going to come back tonight. They're used to being here, this is their home, v'noach letofson, and it's easy to grab them, l'chein, af kishyatsu nebayis, even if they go outside the house, they're going to come back tonight, they're easily grabbed, and therefore it's ki'ilu, they are trapped as it is. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and there's definitely a shita out there to rely on this case. If somebody has a dog that is outside to take the dog back in, the Shulchan Aruch would say for sure mutter. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, that even an animal bershuscha is still an Issa Durabanan. And if they try to resist, then anything could be a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. Pirish, the Bapara Visoshe Mine Behemos, Lo Shayach, say the Klala Filumid Rabbanan. The cows and animals that don't move, that's not Shayach any. Afilu Kano Samechadash. Even a new one, a new cow, doesn't have to be trained. Adain Lohorglo Lavalabeso, Ki Ein Asuyan Lihi Shame Mitachas De Adam. They're not running away. They're just a cow. They move very slowly. You could put them in a more narrow place because it originally was trapped and it was also trapped. But other animals, like animals that a chicken or some other animal that might run away, like a bird, even if you don't need a trap, so it's still going to be an Isser Tzeda Midrabanan, says the Ramah. V'kol Zeh B'Shalom Mirdu, and this is only, obviously the Mishnah Berurah continues explaining the Ramah on the top of page 139, if they are not protesting. Aval Mirdu, but if they are protesting and resisting, Afilu Parah V'Sus Chayev Chatos Aver Zedasan. Then your mom is trapping because right now it wants to get out and you're holding it back, so that would be a problem. So Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, you have the summary there on page 139. So the Shulchan Aruch says one is allowed to trap any animal that doesn't move, a horse that is just very slow, walking around slowly, a cow or other naturally domesticated animals, because they are willing to submit to human control and they come back to wherever their home is. Any other animal also that has become domesticated and returns to their cage at night, mutter. The Ramah says not so fast. The Ramah says a cow or a horse or other naturally domesticated animals that don't move. So that's mutter. But other animals that have become domesticated and returned to their cage at night on their own still are subject to Tzedek D'Rabbanan. Because sometimes they evade, sometimes it's harder to grab them, and that is, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should be machmir for this halacha. So what about animals today? So the Ramah says, cats, you have to be machmir. Chatul dina kashar chayev asal tavzer b'shabbos. Cats, you have to, cats are like that category that is the machlokas, according to the Ramah and the Mechaber, and therefore one wouldn't be able to take a cat and put it into their house. Because it's in that category. Say some achron, and maybe the Ramah is not talking about the cats that are there as pets. Says Reb Nissen Karelitz, the Ramah is referring to stray cats. Cats that roam the streets, but dogs or cats as pets, they are like the cows. They are like the inherently, naturally domesticated, and therefore, that wouldn't be a problem at all. Says the Torah Samalacha is now on page 30, source number 34. Is it a house dog? A kelev beti, a house dog, that's like an animal that's not subject, that's like a cow. It doesn't run away, it knows its owner. So to the dog of the house. And the Rambam calls it a chaya, that's not for this halacha. And he says again, is it going to run away? Is it going to put up a fight when you want to grab it? So again, the cats that Rama's talking about are going to put up a little resistance, but where it's darkened. Cats that are outside in the wild, a pet that you feed it, they are totally domesticated. Alkain, there is no issue of Seda. So those types of domesticated animals would be totally mutter. If it's a new pet, or it's a new house where you just moved into, then Rav Ribiat notes that one has to be careful in that regard, because even though it's your cat, or your dog, it has to get used to its new surroundings, right? You have it there in source 35. A new pet cat or dog that is not yet accustomed to its new owner and surroundings and tries to escape is not considered self-confined, even though it is of domesticated species. Closing the door, right, would be an act of tzedek if that's your purpose. Walking this cat or dog on Shabbos while holding it on a leash, if it's a wild cat or dog that's trying to get away as you take it outside, and the only way you're doing it, holding it on a leash, that's sud. That sud, if he pulls and tugs at the leash in an effort to run away. So not everybody's aware of that halacha. Again, to on a leash where it's basically by you and you're just protecting it from hurting others or getting hurt itself, and it's not really putting up such a fight. So l'chora, that would be mutter. But in a case where the animal is really wild and you're keeping it in check, so that could be the malacha of tzeda. Fine, that is all category one discussion, domesticated animals. Number two, dangerous animals. Page 141. What about dangerous animals? So again, if you remember, the purpose of trapping was to have the animals, to make use of the animals, to use the hides, to use the meat. I caught an animal in order to use. But we know if I don't want to use it, I am trapping it so it doesn't hurt me. So that is what's called a malacha, she'enet tzricha legufa. A malacha that is not being done for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosfos' definition. Or it's not being done for a constructive, it's just being done for a preventative, defensive purpose. And that's Rashi. Bertzono lo hayabalo. So what is the malacha there? That's the machlokas we know, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says malacha she'enet tzricha legufa is also derabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says it is still Chayiv D'Oraisa. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but all other Rishonim paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So what's the halacha here? Trapping an animal, a dangerous animal. So it doesn't matter. If it's Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, you're allowed to do anything. You're allowed to violate anything on Shabbos. But what if it's not Pikuach Nefesh Mamish, but it's still a dangerous animal, could cause great harm. So Shmuel says, Mutter. Mutter. This is another one of the, or this is the one that's, right, the Shmuel, the putters that mean mutter, says Shmuel, Kuf Zayin, Source 36. Amar Shmuel, Kol Pturei de Shabbos, Pater Aval Aser, Levar Mehani Tlas, De Pater Umutter. All Pturim of Shabbos is an Issa Drabbanan, except here, Pater and Mutter. This is a trapping that's allowed, right? Hatsar Nachash B'Shabbos. Im is Asik Shalo Yeshchenu. if you are involved so it doesn't bite you, putter. And that putter means mutter. V'im l'refuah, if you're trying to trap it because you want to use some medicinal purpose for it, then that's chayef. Umimai de putter and mutter, titznan, kofin ka'aral ha'nebet shol shol tochas v'kora, v'al tzor shol katan, v'al akrav shol tishach. You're allowed to cover a scorpion so it doesn't bite you. It's beferish. Beferish, you're allowed to do that act. It's not just asa d'rabanan, it's even mutter. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Tazayin, that's the Simen of Seda, source 37, on page 142, Hatzana Chasha B'Shabbos. Somebody traps snakes on Shabbos. Oshar Ramasim Hamazikim. Im L'Rafu Achayiv. You can do the same exact act, but a lot of Hilchah Shabbos, as we know, depends on your Kavana. Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. What's Asra Daraisa is thought out, artisan, expert work. So if you are trapping in order to get what you are trapping, so that's the regular malacha. That's regular trapping. That's going to be malachas b'shabbos asa daraisa. But if you're just doing it as a preventative measure, that's not malachas b'shabbos, and therefore it's not going to be daraisa. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says the allowance is not limited to those creatures that pose an immediate threat to a person's life. Right, it's obviously even more expanded than that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vatam Daha Havi Malacha Shin Tzorach Lagufa, which at most remembers a Durabanan according to how we paskin generally. Da'ino Tzorach Latzud El Shalay Yishchenu. You just don't want it to bite you. Vimaya Yadua Yodeya Sheya Amod V'lo Yazikenu Lo Hayatzad. And if you know, if he knows that it won't damage, then not. V'kaimel Malacha Shin Tzorach Lagufa Patur Avalaser. It's not even an Isser Durabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating formulation. It's not just a Malach HaShem Zeich Legufa that's usually Asur, but here we're going to matter because of potential pain. The Aruch HaShulchan says, this isn't even the Malach of Tzeda. Bimahus. Bimahus, what's Tzeda? You want to bring an animal into your possession. Here, what are you trying to do? You try to bring an animal out of your possession, being marchik the animal. It's the opposite of the malach of tzeda. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's formulation. Source 39. Dibit tzeda kishalon is kavin latzud el ala hagein shalo yishchenu. If what you're trying to do is not to trap, but to protect, ein ze bichlal tzeda klal. Wow. That's not called tzeda. The Iker Kavanasa, the Tzeda Iker Kavanasa, what do you usually do Tzeda for? Latsu de la Rishuso, to trap it, to bring it into your Rishus. Ubekan Iker Kavanasa, Laharchiko. Here the Iker Kavana is to distance, Laharchik. Vavi Hefech Mamish mit Tzeda, it's the opposite. It's the opposite of Tzeda. Velochein Gam Inyan Malach Jezvich Legufa, Lo Shayakan. It's not even a Malach Jezvich Legufa. It's a better heter. It's not a Malach at all. And again, this is not what we call Darshin and Time of Dekra, because we are not Darshin and Time of Dekra. You can't Darshin the reason for an Isser and therefore say that, okay, the Isser doesn't apply. This isn't the reason. This is about the Mahus. Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Chukas talks about the difference between a Tam HaMitzvah and a Mahus HaMitzvah. A Mahus HaMitzvah. Sometimes something looks like a Tam, but it's the Mahus. Right, who says this? There's a Tosafot Rashi that says this. There's a Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi, which talks about, we know there's an Isser of muzzling an animal. Isser of muzzling, right, and it's connected to the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. That's one of the sources of Tzar Balei Chaim, is the Isser of muzzling an animal. But ask the Gemara, what happens if an animal has an illness, a very, very loose stomach? And everything it eats, it just like gets sick and is in pain and it has diarrhea. Are you allowed to muzzle the animal so the animal doesn't eat? Because if it eats, it's just going to be in pain. That's the question of the Gemara. So ask the Tosafot Rashi there, but see it. This is muzzling the animal. Lo darshin in time to grow. Just, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Well, you're darshining because the animal doesn't get sick and now it's going to be worse. Says the Tosafot Rashi, this isn't the time to grow. This is the grow. The whole essence of the Isra muzzling is the pain of the animal. And if it's the opposite, that side of the Gemara is saying that it's mutter. So here too, I would say it's the definition of tzad. It's not that, oh, we're darshaning, no, what the tachlis. No, this is the definition of tzad, is bringing it, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you're bringing an animal closer to you. And here you're trying to distance the animal further from you. So it's not just a malach shezile gufa, which is usually putter, but now it's mutter. It's even bigger heter. Good. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, says that this heter only applies to animals whose bite is it hurts a lot. If it's just a nuisance, then you can't trap. Others are going to be more makel. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that in Source 40, Shinta Zayin Yud Ches. V'kol zeh b'ramasim shadarkan lahazik mamish. Kigon nechashim v'akrabim. Af b'makom ha-shayim ha-misim ha-nishichasan. Right, you're talking about scorpions and snakes. They damage a lot. They hurt a lot. If it's just some pain, then you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't be able to, but we will see about that. The Yalkut Yosef here says in 41 that the Isser of trapping, again, doesn't apply to a snake if you're just doing it to prevent the snake from damaging, even if the snake would not kill, which obviously that would be mutter, and even if the snake is not slithering after you, you're allowed to trap it. V'gam emeinu rotz acharav, ela omeid bimkomo, afilach limutar latzuda b'shabbos, adikfias kli, because it's in the area, and that would be good enough of a reason. So that is number two. We spoke about domesticated animals. We spoke about dangerous animals. What about biting? Biting insects, as we were just talking about in terms of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So Tosfos seems to say, Shabbos Kuf Zayin, that one is allowed to catch and remove a insect, a mosquito, a pest, which causes pain with its bite and discomfort. Says Tosfos. Mashba, right, but the Gemara says, Sardis a parosh. Parosh is like a flea. Rebbe Yehuda Poter. Mashba the Padre of Alasar. V'omeri b'shem HaRav Parat. The Afilu Hachi. Im Noshe Ha'adam. If an animal is... if the insect is going to bite, mutter likachenu lashlicho me'alav to mishen sar shari. If the animal is biting, im noshech adam, if it's biting, you can take it off. You can take it off and throw it away. Avalem hu ba'oso inyan adam she'enu yari she'in ashchenu. But if it's in a place that you're not worried that it's going to bite you, kagon al sar below, it's on the outside of your shirt, also lutzlo, then you can't. Because there's no chashah biting there. Aval yachol apilo me'alav, you can just like brush it off. To brush it off, that's the issue of muksa with a shinoi, not doing it directly, so that would be mutter. So the question is, what does Tosfos mean? The Beis Yosef is not sure what Tosfos means, because the first line of Tosfos says, if it's biting you, you can remove it. The second line of Tosfos says, if it's not in a position that it's going to bite you, like it's on a sleeve, then you can't. What about the committal case? What about it's on your arm, but it's not biting you yet? So are you allowed to, Tosfos says, if it's biting you, so you, what if it's on the arm? So you get different impressions. You look at the first half of Tosfos, it sounds like only if it's biting, but if it's not biting, then it's going to be usser. The second part of Tosfos is only if it's on your sleeve, but if it's on your arm, you'll be mutter. So Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure about that. Source 43, the Beis Yosef has that suffix. V'loshen ha-Tosfos shekasafti, sorach diktuk. You have to be medactic and wonder what Tosfos means. Demeresha delishna mashma. From the beginning, the first part, it sounds like the lo shari litzla ela b'shoshan oshachas davka. Maybe you can't take and accept when it is actually biting. Mishum davi kimis asek shalo yishchenu. Right? Because then you're not trapping it, you're just preventing it from biting you. Ha'im eino ala basar, but if it's not on your skin, avo bishu abagadav bivnim asar. But sounds like from that if it's on the skin not biting you, it would be asar. But Misefa Delishta, the end of Tosfos, gives the other impression. Mashma Dadafka Kshial Basar Balomi Bachutz. The only time that it is going to be usser to remove is if it's on your sleeve, it's not in a dangerous area. But if it's on your skin, on the inside, so unclear, the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Shulchan Aruch says only if an animal, the insect is biting you, but if it's just a chash that is gonna bite you, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't. Pirish, parosh, anikra, bargus, belashan arav, asur latsudo, elamkin hu abasaro, v'oksa. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the other understanding and those that are mako, v'yish makilim gamkshu al chaluko, mi befnim, litzlo biyadu lashlicho pen yavo l'de akitza, even if it's going to bite you, even if it's in the place where it could bite you, so then that also would be mutter. The Shmir Shabbat says, one kalor lie in the Mishnah Berurah. Right, you don't have to wait till it starts biting you in order to remove it or trap it. Right, one can take it off right when it's in that position. Says the Shmir Shabbos, source 46. Charakim achirim, other types of insects, kagon yitushim, mosquitoes, sha'amna malulam la'akotas adam. They commonly bite a person. Avalo yigrimu l'keivim rubim. They won't cause most cases tremendous pain, but just some discomfort. Yavricha me'alav lo yatsarosam. You should try to just shoo them away. But if they are biting, or they're on my skin and they're gonna bite me, even if they're not biting yet, If you can't remove them by shooing them, that's not helping. You can trap them. Take it and throw it outside. You try not to kill it, right? There's no reason that you have to kill it. So the Shmir Shabbos says one can rely on the more Mikl Shita quoted in the Mishnah Berurah to even if it's not biting. There are those that say even if it's in the vicinity, it's not on your skin yet, because you know you just still don't want it to get to hurt you. So the on page 145 in the middle, it summarized that it would seem that if a wasp or other stinging insect is on one's body and is about to sting, it's mutter. If it's anywhere near, not right on you, just flying around, so then it's not 100% clear. Right? The Aruch HaShabbos says one shouldn't trap in that at that time if it's not on you or near you. Baalei Chaim, if it's just flying around the room. If Baalei Chaim, whose bite is not so bad, it's just discomfort, Sira Odvara, Einat Alatsudam. But there are other poskim, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, the Kitzel HaShabbos, that says a bee, a hornet, those hurt. Those hurt, and therefore, if they're in your vicinity, you could take it out. They're in your vicinity, you could get rid of them. Dvora Otsira, says the Kitzriel Chashabas, source 48. Sheba'os la'okso, mutter l'chapos kli aleim. You could trap them. Shebevada ha'inuchom lomar. Sheke'elu ha'kitzaso t'yei nechshav kehezik. That's called the damage. Shari pa'amim oksim b'mkom ha'saguf. Remeni yochal ha'chal ha'vol mi'akitzaso shem sar godlu. You have a lot of pain, right? And near the eye, near the lips. Right, the Shabbos home also, if you're worried that it might sting you or someone else, he's permitted to trap it on Shabbos because the bites could cause extreme pain. But the trapping should not be done with a regular trap, be done with a cup. So one should be aware of that, that if it's an animal, if it's an insect, if it's a wasp or a bee, that could cause pain, and you could, shooing it away is the best, but if shooing it away is not enough, one could trap it and take it outside. That is allowed according to the Kitzur Yochel Shabbos, according to the Shabbos home. Shlomo Zalman discusses whether Malach Shem Tzidkus Gufo would be mutter if there's no physical pain, but maybe just some psychological, emotional pain. So he doesn't know if that's a basis, but that's a big issue about mental health, which we don't have too many sources here. Okay, next. We spoke about dangerous animals. We spoke about domesticated animals and dangerous animals and biting insects. Number four. Animals that move very slowly. Says the, right, what if you have an ant? Is there an isser of trapping an ant? So an ant is not usually something that's trapped, so at most it's going to be a drabanan, right? Ein bemino nitzon. But if Shlomo Zalman, or if turtle, what about trapping a turtle? Says Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, mutter. Mutter to trap an animal that is basically not moving because, you know, it's omeid venitzod. That's its essence. And Rav Shlomo Zalman bases it on the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid is trying to figure out what the identity of the chomet is. The chomet is one of the Shmona Shratzim. And the Mishnah says that a chomet, if you trap it, you're chayef. Says the Tosfos Rid, the chomet cannot be the snail because snails don't move. And snails won't be subject to trapping. So just Derech Agah, the Tosfos Rid assumes that there's no trapping when it comes to animals that don't move, and therefore that's the Rav Shlomo Zalman Shita against his contemporary Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv assumes there's still an Issur D'Rabbanan for trapping these animals based on Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, when he talks about trapping, he talks about chilzonos. He talks about snails, and he thinks that's still an Issur D'Rabbanan. So, Machlokes Haposkim. Rav Karelitz notes that everybody would agree, okay, even Rav Eliashiv, that you can't trap it, you could prevent it from going more. Let's say pouring water around where the ants are. You can't kill the ants for no reason. But you want to pour the water around where the ants are so they don't go to new places. That would be mutter. That's quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on page 148, source number 53. Rav Lishpoch Mayim Ochomer Acher, to pour any type of liquid, Svivos Nemalim, around the ants, Kadeshli is Pashtu Babayas, they don't spread out. Rav Nizek Karel, it says, that's mutter. Even if you say, like Rav Eliashiv, that it's usher to trap those kinds of animals, because the malin, the ants are ein bemino nitzod, and say the drabanan, this is a grama of a drabanan, and put that all together, it would be allowed. So that's in terms of very slow animals, machlokas haposkim, or Shlomo Zalman, and the and so he has a pet turtle, right? This could come up. And Rebbe Yashiv. Next, what about you have some, I don't know, maybe you have a bird flying around your house, but you're freezing and the window's open. You want to close the window. Could you close the window knowing that there might be an animal inside, right? Can you close the door? So the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Chayi Adam, right? The Chayi Adam, Rabbi Avram Danzig says, it will be mutter to keep out the cold, if your kavana is not to trap. Why? Why is it mutter? The Mishnah Brura says, ubizman akor, sheisar tzina, otsar acher, kasav achay adam shemutter lenol. You're allowed to close. Im enkam anazrak lahatzil min akor. You just want to keep the cold out. Veina rotsa klabat seida tzipor. You don't want to trap the bird. Kivan de'embot seida daraisa. There's no seida daraisa here. It's not your kavana. It's already in the house. So at most it is a seida rabbanan. So let's do the math. There's a number of durabbanans here. It's a durabbanan, agave durabbanan three or four times. Number one, it's an animal that's already half trapped. So that's already one durabbanan. Number two, you don't have kavana for it. At most it's a psikresha. Dolo nichale, right? You don't care about the orlo ichmas light. That's another drabanan, right? And that's and then it's not the normal way of trapping. I don't going physically, just closing the door. So a number of drabanans, and your kavanah is just for to keep the cold out. So that would be allowed. Psikresha by at least two drabanans is allowed. What about closing a door that was closed now open now closed? So the Archa Shabbos talks about that. Where does this come up? Let's say you have an animal in your house. So if you have an animal in your house, you open the door, close the door. Okay, normally that's not a problem. But what if you have a wild animal, a dog? You just bought a dog. And every time the door opens, the animal tries to get out. So that's an issue. Let's say you have a bird cage. You want to feed your bird. So you open the little bird cage. But if you open the door the whole way, the bird's going to fly out. So says the Archa Shabbos, and the other poskim say, in these types of cases, you have to make sure to only open the door a little bit so it basically still stays trapped, or put your body in between so it's still considered trapped when you put the food in. Says the Archa Shabbos, Baal Chaim, Hanimsu Makam Sagur. You have an animal that's in a closed in area. Shabohu Mugdar Kinitso. He's trapped. Vinifta Chadelas, and now the door opens. And it's totally opened. Aser lachser v'lasogra v'hishbis v'torah. If it's considered untrapped now, and now you're going to trap it, that could be a daraisa. Achim bal chayim nimso makam gadol she'ena begeder nitzod. V'niftach adeles. If it's not called nitzod, so then even afterwards it's not called nitzod, then there wouldn't be an issue. Umitam zeh, he says, that's why. Yesh lihizar b'davar matzui. Kamen k'shemach nisin l'ochel. When you give food l'bal chayim. Hanim so b'doch ha'kluv in a little cage. Don't open the door the whole way. But l'ravcha, ba'ofan shebal lechayim asuyin levroach. Why? Because if you open it the whole way, that's considered not trapped, and then you close it, it's considered trapped. That's a problem. So you got to put your body or your hand, if it's in the front door, put your body in there, so it's basically always considered closed, and you never go from untrapped to trapped. So those are the six applications of the malacha of trapping. Two other points to talk about. What about putting out a trap? Putting out a trap. You notice on Shabbos morning that, you notice you have mice. So, are you allowed to put a mouse trap out? I'm going to put the mouse trap out and I'm going to look at it. Is that called trapping? I'm not trapping. I'm just putting out the trap. Are you allowed to put out a trap on Shabbos? So, the Gemara says, no. You're not allowed to. The Mishnah says, you can't put out the parsa mitzudos. Can't put out the mitzudos on Shabbos. You can on Erev Shabbos. That's Beishamai Beishillo, Ipazalai Beishillo. There's no Shvisas Kalim, and therefore, before Shabbos, you can. Why not on Shabbos? Eid Prezim Mitzudah, Shabbos, Tosfos, Shabbos, Yud Zayin Beis. Source 56. Afagav Shabbos Nami, Imperius Mitzudah, Nochayev Chatos, you know, Yodeim Yosudim Lav. Even if on Shabbos, putting out a trap is going to be a Dasa Durabanan, because right now you're not trapping anything, you're just putting out the trap. Mikom Makom Gazru Lifros Mitzudah. There's a Gzera not to put out a Mitzudah. Why? It could be a daraisa. If at the moment that you put it out, the animal jumps in, you're trapping. Could go into b'shas prisas or yilkot. The hachi dar b'tosefta haporis mitzudah lebehemal over nezocha chayiv. Right. So therefore, putting out a trap on Shabbos is aser derabanan because it could leave to nisa daraisa. Right. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. Mikan muchach yesh li zarsh lo lahamid b'shabes hamitzudah tzud boach barim. You can't put out the trap. But again, putting out a trap before Shabbos is mutter. Is mutter, we pass on like Beis Hillel, that is allowed. The Yalkut Yosef says, Aser lifros mitzudah b'Shabbos, af kedei latzur achbar. You can put it out before It's also to put out on Shabbos, even if you want to just trap a mouse. V'yafal pi she'ein ha'achbar nitzo tekef, even if it's only going to be trapped later on, you still can't put it out. But putting it out beforehand is allowed. The opposite case, what if you want to set an animal free? That's mutter. Not every opposite of a malacha is aser, right? They have kosev and mochek and tofer and korea, so bona and soser, but there's no tzad and shichrur. Shichrur is not a malacha. The Shmir Shabbos says in Surah 60, mutter l'shachrur kol bal chayim anitzo. You're allowed to set free any animal, ki asur rak sedaso. Only trapping is aser, v'ilu shichruro menamakom shu muchsak bo mutter. But setting it free is allowed, as long as you don't touch it with your hand, because animals are muksa. We'll have to talk about that. That gets into muksa. But that's traps. Putting out a trap before Shabbos and on Shabbos. Finally, what about trapping a person? Confining a person. Does the malacha of trapping apply to people? This is not in the Gemara. There's no real Gemara about this, but maybe there's a better source. The Torah. Maybe there's a pasuk. Remember the Mekoshesh? They found the Mekoshesh in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav on Shabbos. Vayu b'nei Yisrael Bamidbar. Vayim suyesh Mekoshesh Eitzim. Vayakrivu oso anem motzim oso Mekoshesh Eitzim. They brought him to Moshe and Aaron. They didn't know what to do. Vayanichu oso b'mishmar. They put him into the jail, into the holding spot. Ki lo forash b'yei asolo. They didn't know what the halacha was. So they did it. This is post-Maimon Har Sinai. Sounds like it's mutter. Sounds like there's no problem to trap somebody on Shabbos. So the Piskei Tshuvos here in Shin Tes Zayin on this siman about the trapping quotes a couple of opinions. The Sefer HaKovetz, a commentary in Achron on the Rambam in the back of the Hilchos Shabbos, writes that he thinks there is a problem. There is a problem of tzad. Tzad, the Gamat Tzad Adam, beginning of 62. People are minonitzo. Why, Rachmon al-Aslan, sometimes people take hostages. So a person is called Mino Nitzod. What about the Mekoshesh? Why was that allowed? Efshar, he quotes from the Kaf HaChaim, Kivin Da'ai Dechil Shabbos Shari. Maybe it was Dafka because of Chil Shabbos. Maybe that's what would be mutter. The Avnei Nezer says no. The Ba'adam Gadol, Duhu Ish Ba'atzmo, Vad Lo Shach Tzeta. An independent person, there's no Shaya. Maybe it's not Dumi Demishkan. Maybe a person doesn't usually try to run away from other people. Either way, many poskim assume that there is no problem. Another raya is that the Ramah discusses in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamites that if the authorities need to put somebody in jail on Shabbos, if it's not a present danger, then they're not allowed to do that because of din and onshim on Shabbos, but not because of seida. Seida is not brought up. Says the Ramah, if it's a present danger to the community, then you take him on Shabbos. But if it's not, somebody ate not kosher, so you didn't need to give them malchus. You're not allowed to take him on Shabbos. Kadesh lo yivrach. For kosher gets also la kosher. Obviously, can't give malchus. Tavi bechal din. Vim yivrach ain't aleinu klum. He runs. It runs away. We have done nothing. We have nothing wrong. So again, there's no mention here of tzeda. But again, if there is a good reason, we would trap him. The Mishnah Berurah quotes there. If there's a man that's going to run away from giving his wife a get, you trap him. You hold him back. That's not an issue of trapping. But zeh mutter hu l'chavsho, says the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Because people generally don't try to get away. The Shmir Shabbos says, people, eino misha nimsa, I love people, but I'm running away from the authorities. That's not going to be called seida. I can choose who I'm with, but still, lachara, that's not going to be seida. And therefore, if there's a good reason to trap somebody, so then if somebody's causing problems or is danger to the tzibur, if it's a ganov, that will be okay. What about kids playing at home and trapping each other in the rooms? L'chora, it's only a Bein Adam L'chaver problem. It wouldn't be a Bein Adam L'makom problem because L'chora, there's no tzeita when it comes to people. Adkan, this takes us through the third shiur here in this volume, the halachas of animals on Shabbos. We spoke about animals doing malacha, trapping all different elements of trapping on Shabbos, and what we're going to have to do next time, the next shiur in this volume, is more halachas of animals, killing animals, dangerous animals, moving animals, feeding animals. All that comes up in the next shiur, number 4 in this volume. Have a great day.